So you're on shift now?
Yes.
Is it your start of your shift cycle?
Yeah, start of my 2 days and then 3 nights. Just came off an overtime on Monday, so...
Plenty of that going?
Yeah, plenty of that going at the moment. There's always, because of our roster, there's always seems to be a pretty good amount of overtime if you want it. So, you know, you've always got people on leave and, you know, sickies and that sort of stuff, you know, so yep. They come up. So it's pretty healthy in terms of overtime and extra pay in your
extra,
pay slip.
Extra pay in the pay slip, especially yep. if you're starting off now with yourself, a young family.
Yep, that's it. It's always helpful.
Yep. So what are some of the things you like here working on the base?
It's a very relaxed atmosphere on the base here, and, you know, you work very closely with your four sort of four or five dudes you usually work with on shift. And, you get to know them pretty well, and everyone sort of seems to, for the most part, get on pretty well. You know, there's obviously those little conflicts you have sort of everywhere. We can't really get rid of those, you know. But
it's only natural for 12 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
it. You get that.
You know, having worked for a year in Canberra, you know, you do get a sense of how other – and, you know, I went through several different stations in Canberra. Just for a couple of days at a time. So you get a sense of what other stations are like, and in terms of morale on station, we do have it pretty good here in Exmouth. You know, I suppose that has to do with, you know, the outside lifestyle that we have as well. You know, most of the guys get out fishing on the days off and, you know, have, you know, get-togethers and that sort of thing as well. A lot of them play sport together as well. So because we are in that small environment, you know, you get plenty of time to actually get to know your fellow know officers on shift and stuff like that. So for the most part, you know, we're very it's almost, you know, like big extended family sort of thing, you know. So
that's great to hear.
It's good. Yeah,
yeah. So you like that small team family environment? That I guess those I've found a trend, that's what the smaller stations bring.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah it's just, you know, it's good because, you know, everyone's sort of close, and because you do, you have that closeness and isolation from anywhere else, you know. You sort of, I suppose, lean on each other a bit more, you know, so it's good. Instead of, like, you know, just leaving at the end of work and everyone lives sort of like, you know, an hour away from each other, you know, so.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's all within like 5 minutes.
So what age did you start?
Pretty
young bloke.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to count back. would have been about 23, 22,
yeah. So they really are recruiting. You know, people in their, you know, early 20s.
Yeah.
What would be some advice now you've been around the traps a few more years that you give to someone like a young bloke coming over to Exmouth?
Yeah, probably the best advice I can give to anyone coming, especially young people, is just to give it a go and serve out your time. Like if you do want to go somewhere, you're not necessarily there at the moment, don't get sulky, don't get angry, don't get frustrated. Just do your time, and then eventually the opportunities will come your way, you know. So just stick it out, eh?
Yeah.
So if this is where you want to be and this is the career you want to be in, then, yeah, stick out the stuff that you have to do, and then, just move on when you can.
And, I mean, time when you're, like, in your early 20s, it does seem a bit longer than it does when you get that back end. And
yeah, you're very impatient when you're younger, but, yeah, as you get older, you start to see the bigger picture and you go, well, you know, if I could put, you know, a few years in here, then that's going to help me set up this and set up that and set up this. So, yeah,
it's actually well
worth the wait.
Absolutely. There's a lot to learn even at a smaller station at maybe not a quicker pace, at a sort of breakneck pace that you might get.
Yeah, the good thing about a smaller station, I suppose, is that you do have a bit of exposure to sort of different roles. Like in a bigger station, you sort of always in your set shift role, whereas in a smaller station you can work closely with, you know, like the supporting office, operational supporting officers and that sort of stuff. You also, the IC is a bit more readily available in a smaller station as well. Being in the same building, you know, you can always pop in there, have a bit of a talk about certain things if you want to have, you know, get some experience in, like, I don't know, writing up SOPs and stuff like that. You have a bit more opportunity to do that.
That's a very, very good point you make, yeah.
So, in a smaller place, you sort of have more exposure to different things.
Yep.
And you can actually try and, you know, get that experience.
Develop skills that way, yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.